Okay, in my first year of walking this Christian life out, I was so on fire for Jesus and just generally excited to do it. And yes, there were so many incidents that made me feel so amazed to see the actual power of God come at work, or when I see Him immediately honor an act of obedience, but there are also choices that were a misstep. So I'll take you to each one of them. It's just 5, but hopefully each one would be a hole you get to avoid for yourselves. And if you've done the same, then hey, you're not alone. Haha. My name is Shai. I have a blog called All God Things. It's a daily quick bite blog based on God's word that are told in a simple way. I'm a multimedia arts and filmmaking graduate, and I mostly share things that are related to Jesus. So here we go. So, my first year as a Christian, what I mean is not just going to church or Sunday services or kind of knowing Jesus, knowing that He is the guy in the altar in a certain corner of the house, if you're Asian, you know. But going back, what I mean is the kind of thing where God leads you to a place where you understand what salvation means, why the cross happened, and the relation of your identity with that. And upon knowing that, you submit to Jesus' commission to those who would follow Him, doing everything, even breathing, for His glory. I mean, literally changing, adjusting every detail of your life because of this. This is what I mean about finally walking in faith with Jesus. So, here are the 5 points. Number 1 is love yourself. I don't know about you, but I've read well-meaning messages from other Christian materials that ask you to think about others more, put others above you, love others more, or something that is like that, right? I think there are passages in the Bible that relates to this, but they need to be interpreted in context and applied with wisdom over situations. And for someone who is determined and ready to be all in to follow Jesus, but quite possibly have some codependency and people-pleasing thing going on with them, I think these messages could actually be unhealthy or damaging. So this is a common illustration. We all know this. On airplane emergencies, right, you are required to put your own oxygen mask on first and before you are allowed to help others. So if we look in the Bible, the command is love others as yourself. No, it is as yourself. So you're only able to love others with the amount you have for yourself. So in the pursuit of serving others, speaking into the lives of others, I think it's very important to keep in mind to balance that with a healthy love for your own self. So that means you have to still set boundaries, take care of yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, and all these things. And then from that place, or even in the overflow, you're more able to serve and give to others, right? Number 2 is being with Jesus is freedom. I think everything that is the will of God is good and pleasing and perfect. And how would you be able to identify which in the world and what comes to us, which is from God and which is not? It's just simply by this metric. Is it good, pleasing, and perfect? If it feels constraining, restrictive, suppressive, or something similar, even though the word of God is used with it, it's possibly legalistic or manipulative or whatever that is not coming from a pure place or whatever that is not coming from a pure motive. And so I'll share this personal experience. I remember in my first months of being a believer, I wasn't wearing makeup at all. And I love makeup, fashion, and these things. But for whatever reason, in the pursuit of full radical obedience for Jesus, something or someone, whatever it is, made me feel like fashion and beauty, including makeup, is of the devil. And the enemy just used these people and messages to pervert God's will. So I would go out and I abandoned all these things I love and were a part of my personality. So even putting on my eyebrows, and I'm Asian with sparse eyebrows, so I was just going out like Mona Lisa with no brows on. And I wasn't even wearing sunblock because I just thought makeup is lying. It's fooling the world of what you actually look like. So it sounds funny now, but at that time I actually really thought of it that way. I so bought into thinking doing these weren't quote-unquote pure. And the truth is, in Christ we are free. As long as these are done in a healthy way and at the core our identity is not attached to outside opinion or material things, we are allowed to enjoy petty fun things of life. As long as done in a healthy way. I think it's completely fine to put eyebrows on or a highlighter. I think what's more important is that you know in your heart you are beautiful and valuable and very much loved by Jesus. And that's all that matters. Also, God was the one who made Adam and Eve's fig leaves to wear. I think it's safe to even say God is the first fashion designer ever, right? Okay, so next is number 3 is boundaries. It's sort of related to number 1. In ministering to people out of love for Jesus, boundaries are still a must. So there's another Christian teaching that tells you love your enemies. But there's a but. Love your enemies and bless those who persecute you doesn't ever mean to also bless them so hard you're actually people-pleasing, looking for validation, looking to be included from that actual person who persecute you. Be careful that you're not coming from those. It can be subtle, like sometimes we don't notice the intention behind their own actions. And I think for this command, you still have to ask God for wisdom how to apply this, because situations vary. Above all, safety first. Second, stay with people who are kind to you regularly on a daily basis, who loves Jesus and are for you. But in any case, you encounter people that are just acting not in a kind way, then God will give you the wisdom how to respond to those in a way that glorifies Him. Because there's also this thing that is also from the Bible, from Matthew 7 verse 6, "Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces." So here, love your enemies. So love in this context can look different. It's different from the kind of love you give to your close friends and important people in your life, because love comes in many different forms. So simply, when you bless others, we come back to point 1. Remember to still have boundaries in place and to still have a healthy love for your own self. So number 4, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Jesus heals. There's something about knowing that there are some things there's just no going back to. That makes us more careful. So Jesus heals hearts. He does. But just because He healed yours doesn't mean He will always do it after you make a series of stubborn decisions. You know, sometimes maybe there's a chance that He might discipline us or whatever it is, but yeah. So what I'm trying to say is, when Jesus heals your heart from whatever state it was, my advice is to prioritize keeping it in its brand new healed state, whatever that means for you. Maybe don't go back to the same things that hurt you in the first place. Don't repeat the same habits that got you where you were, or be careful who gets to be a part of your life now. So in choosing people, you should choose and screen like you're hiring for a position, who gets to be in the close spaces of your life. Because you deserve to be loved and protected. Your Savior died for you. It cost Him His life. So take care of it. And number 5, lastly, it's still the best decision and best life ever. All because Jesus is amazing. Maybe if you have a lot of role models in your life, you're more likely to avoid these mistakes. But if you don't, despite not being able to pull it off perfectly, God is bigger than our mistakes, and you're never big enough to ruin the glory of God. So, and that is the good news, right? So He is the Father of lights with no shifting shadows. That thought can be a helpful compass in making choices in life. If you've reached this far, thank you. If you're someone who happened to stumble upon this podcast and you're wondering what this walking with Jesus is all about, we believe that Jesus is God and He walked somewhere around 2,000 years ago with us. He died for our sins. He rose again. And He is on the throne right now and forever. And if you want to be a part of His family, this is what He says. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. And I left a prayer guide that you can pray privately to God if you want to make this awesome and the best decision anyone can make. It's on the description box below. So that's it. Have a great day. If you like this episode, please click subscribe. And you can also visit my blog, www.allgodthings.com. And hopefully that can encourage you in your day. And I'm also on Instagram, Twitter, and they're all by the description box. Love you guys.